WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Reset listeners. I'm excited to bring you the latest edition in our series, What's That Building?, where we introduce you to amazing buildings with amazing backstories all around the Chicago area. For this story, we headed to the suburbs to explore a place that's truly like no other.
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. As part of our What's That Building series, I'm using yet another excuse to get outside the studio and explore interesting structures in the Chicago area with our resident architecture sleuth, Dennis Rodkin. And today we are in Palatine. Hey, Dennis.
Hi, Sasha. Have you ever been this far outside the city?
I don't think I have. Well, this time around, we're doing something a little bit different, aren't we? Well, I'd probably say a lot different. Right, Dennis?
I think this is going to be worth your while for the drive all the way out here.
So why have you brought me to Algrim Family Funeral Home, of all places?
Well, because it's not just a funeral home. You're going to find there's quite a surprise in the basement. This family has been in the funeral business since 1892, when it was Algrim's Undertaking Parlor in Pilsen.
Okay.
They had two different locations in Pilsen, then they moved to Austin, still within the city, and then they start out into the suburbs, opening different locations, and this one in 1964 here on Northwest Highway.
And there was one in Elmhurst, too, wasn't there?
There was. There actually are different branches of the Algrims family that have owned different locations. We're at this one where one branch of the family lived upstairs in the back here. You can see this
that
extension.
Crazy. Wow.
Yeah, the family actually lived at the funeral home. And as you can see, the part they lived in didn't have a basement. We're going to the basement of the funeral home part, which they used as the family basement, and you'll see why that's interesting.
So we're at a funeral home. I want to make sure folks get this. We're at a funeral home in Palatine, and according to you, there's somewhat of a surprise in the basement.
Happy Halloween, Sasha.
All right, let's go take a look. Okay, now we're inside, and look who we've run into. It's Doug Algrim. Hi,
hello.
Doug.
Hi, nice to see you. Thank you for coming in. I see that you would like to visit our location, but we have no funerals on this first level here.
Right.
There's nobody to visit. So if you're willing, I'd like to take you into our lower level and open up our downstairs.
That sounds like a treat. Let's do it.
Right this way.
So you just brought us down two flights of stairs, and now we're standing in front of a door that says private. Should I be scared?
It's a door not everybody goes into when they visit our funeral home.
Dennis, I mean, you seem pretty calm.
I promised you this would be a great Halloween trip for you.
All right, let's do it, gentlemen.
Right this way. Welcome to Algrim Acres.
Algrim Acres.
This is our community room. Started in 1963, and it has grown over the years, and we have now opened it up to the public.
So we're standing inside of a mini golf course.
Yes. We call this Algrim Acres. It's a 9-hole miniature golf course. It's got a ping pong table, a bumper pool table, a regular pool table, a full-size shuffleboard court, about 8 or 9 video games, about another 5 or 6 pinball machines.
Doug, that's a really well-outfitted basement if it's my suburban house. But once again, we're in the basement of a suburban funeral home. How did this happen? How is there a miniature golf course in the basement of a funeral home in Palatine?
Back in 1962, we started to build the building, and my father always had a passion for miniature golf. So once the building was done, we had this huge basement. And he thought, well, I'm going to start my own golf course. So he started building hole number one, hole number two, hole number three. Then he got an employee and he helped out. And when there was no business around, they'd come down here and keep themselves busy, build in holes all the way up to a 9-hole miniature golf course. Then he had kids. They take a lot of time, so construction slowed down a little bit. But once we became of age into school, the knowledge of the community room being here started to filter into the community. And we would start to have birthday parties here. And
kids, Our own birthday parties.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, inclement weather was not a problem. And then once it got into the community, we'd have people just off the street stopping in saying, hey, we heard you had this. Can we check it out? Well, yeah, absolutely. Come down, play a while. As long as we don't have any funeral business in the building, we do open up the community room. We're a funeral home first, Algermakers second.
And so it's because your family home was here at the funeral home that we end up using the basement this way, right?
Yes, correct. I grew up in the building. There is a residence connected right to the business.
What was that like, living in a funeral home?
I didn't know any different, so I didn't have anything really to compare it to. It wasn't a big deal. You know, it was kind of nice. We always had a place to play.
What about your friends? Did they say anything? Did they think it was a little different?
Oh, they thought this was cool. This was the greatest thing.
So your family and your friends were comfortable playing here, but is there another part of that where I come down to the community room to play miniature golf and it sort of softens my fear of death and funeral homes?
Yes, we have been here for so long that people have come and played as kids, and then they've grown up and now they have to bury their grandparent or even a parent, and they come back and they say, I feel so at ease here, so welcome here. I had a fun time downstairs. I know the people, and when they have to come back for a death, which obviously can be very traumatic, they feel a lot more at ease.
Let's take a look. We've got to show Sasha some of these holes, the coffin, the other things you've got here.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I got to see it up close.
So look around, Sasha. You've played miniature golf. Have
Yes.
you played miniature golf at a course where there are coffins, there's a haunted house, there's a guillotine, your ball goes through a guillotine, there's a box over on the side here on one hole that was used for shipping bodies on railroad
I can say this
cars.
Is the first time.
I would think.
There's a standard windmill too, right? Because every golf course needs one, right?
And then here at hole seven, it's a little more complicated. Doug, can you explain to us what's going on here at seven?
Sure. Hole number seven is the Algrim Cryptorium. And you put the ball into the cryptorium. It winds its way inside. You never see inside. And when it comes out, it either comes out towards the final hole that you're hitting towards, or it may come out a different entrance and fall into an open grave. If the golf ball falls into an open grave, you are penalized one stroke.
I think that happens on real golf courses as well. If you were to putt into an open grave, I think there would be a penalty.
I would think so, yes.
So, Doug, can people just show up and play miniature golf here?
Yes, but it is always best to call first. We are a funeral home first and the community room second. So if we have any funeral business in the building, we will close the community room.
Well, so we know from experience that sometimes you have to cancel on people because there's a funeral.
Yes.
Sasha and I were scheduled to come last week.
Yes.
And you had warned us there might be a funeral and we'd have to cancel. And you
sure
did
enough,
call.
Yeah, there was.
Right. It's very important that we don't run these two entities at the same time. We are not here to disrespect anybody.
I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm highly competitive. You've brought me to a mini golf course. I'm gonna have to show you how it's done.
Okay, you're on. I got past the skull.
I'm not good. I was actually talking a lot of junk. But my form is terrible. Oh! What?
So
my
does that count
try?
As a hole in one or a dead end?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe that. Not on my first try.
You were made for miniature golf in a funeral home.
Oh my goodness gracious.
This is hole four, where we're going to putt into a pinball game past spiders and tombstones.
If you get it in the center hole, that's when it comes straight out and you get a hole in one.
Here, let me demonstrate. Wait, one more.
Okay, so what were you telling me about being competitive?
Be quiet, Dennis. Wait, a little too much power. Hold on. Now you're frustrating me.
Oh, you did fine.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, so close.
You avoided the open grave.
So close.
There's a one-stroke penalty for disturbing a grave.
Oh.
Oh. So I landed in an open grave.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, nice knowing you, Sasha.
That was Reset's architecture sleuth Dennis Rodkin, along with Doug Algram, a fourth-generation funeral director at Algram Family Funeral Home. Doug took Dennis and me on a tour of Algram Acres' miniature golf course inside the basement of the funeral home. A very interesting combo indeed.
This episode of Reset was produced by me and mixed by Ethan Schwab. Remember, if you see a building or interesting structure that you would like Dennis to investigate, leave us your name and a description of the property in a voice message at 888-915-9945. That's 888-915-9945. Or you can send an email to reset@wbez.org, and we just might cover it on the show. Thanks so much for listening.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely